This podcast is brought to you by Epicor Profit 21 ERP. Purpose built for distributors. In sports, the best teams don't chase the scoreboard. They set the pace. And in distribution, pace matters. 60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21 ERP. It's ERP purpose built for distribution. Enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You are listening to No PC Allowed, a.k.a. No Political Correctness Allowed, and I am Mac Iverson. Trump's sharp paws tore in deep with claws. Now that jagged tear bleeds Demon Rat Party tears. There are obviously many outstanding highlights and bullet points from Trump's State of the Union speech. Far and away, one that got me to jump up out of my seat, yelling and applauding, like many others, I'm sure, was when he had that 118-second dramatic pause, yes, I counted them, that just may have killed the demon rat beast for good, when he said, "If you agree with the statement, then please stand up and show your support, that the first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens." There were 118 seconds of squirm-inducing pause from Mr. President that put a glaring, white-hot spotlight on the demon rat representatives who just sat there and baked in the brutal silence, broken only by robust and raucous Republican applause. The GOP has already turned that shameful embarrassment into a blistering campaign ad, with Trump ending it with, "These people are crazy." There were other golden nuggets from the spectacle of simultaneous national pride and shame. I especially loved all the middle fingers and the pinched, angry face of that ringleader of the fraud squad, that pig in a blanket named Ilhan Omar. And then there was that old paranoid codger with the persecution complex who had the sign that said, "Blacks are not apes." Reminds me of that other divorced from reality imbecile by the name of Hank Johnson, who actually expressed concern in a congressional hearing that if too many people moved to one side of the island of Guam, it might tip over. And he was clearly not joking. And he's still in Congress. This all proves that the Demon Rat Party officially has no shame. These fools are so safely tucked away inside their gerrymandered districts that they literally cannot be pried with a crowbar out of office, no matter how Three Stooges they may all act. Whether the Republicans are truly successful or not in November remains to be seen, of course, because the midterms have historically been notoriously bad for the party that shares the chief executive's party. The Republican Party has not done well in the midterms with a Republican in the White House since 2002. We all know what happened then. That was the aftermath of 9/11, which was an absolute disaster for America. So we survived with help from the Republicans. But isn't the woke wacko monster a disaster for America today? That question should be a no-brainer to you. Trump's silent assassin moment may do in the Demon Rat Party this coming November. And if that happens, these rats from hell may end up losing power for an entire generation or more. Now, why is that? It's because the Democrats, not just the leaders, but their entire voting base is so thoroughly segregated from happy, normal, well-adjusted people that they will not quickly be able to find their way back to a sense of sanity. We know this because this is human nature. People who have profoundly deep mental and emotional problems, like the losers in Minnesota, do not just bounce back from defeat. Many of them will not recover from the existential angst and depression that will come over them when they finally realize that the depth of their dystopian, nightmarish death wish of a hell on earth is not actually going to come true for possibly another 20 years because normal, somehow, some way, prevailed. That somehow, some way has a name. It is Donald John Trump. We've all heard the analysis on Trump's awesome, groundbreaking, earth-moving monologue, which is unique in all of American history. So I don't need to wax too poetic here on the magnitude of Trump's victorious speech. Suffice it to say, President Trump is not another dumb, lazy, fat-fed, corrupt politician. In fact, he isn't any of that at all. He is precisely the opposite of what the woke portray him as. He is a trailblazer when it comes to overcoming the shattered looking glass image of what it means to be a broke and broken American in the 21st century. He did say something that I had always said for years now regarding this decade of the 20s. Early on in his speech, he mentioned a roaring comeback. If you are familiar with American history, what does that remind you of? Revisionist history textbooks written by commie scum like Howard Zinn never mention it. But before rewriting history became a thing, real historians and the real people living in the 1920s referred to it as the Roaring Twenties. We are well past the mid-mark of these 2020s. However, there's still plenty of time in these 20s to make a 100-year anniversary comeback, to electrify and shock all Americans into making America great once again. It is time for the reemergence and resurgence of the Roaring Twenties. Get involved and let us make this happen. Let's win so much that we will be fit to be tied. Many will ask, how can we win so much? We might even get sick of it. That's a nice problem to have, wouldn't you say? You've been listening to No PC Allowed. I am Mac Iverson.
You know that wellness goal you set at the start of the year? It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava.com, code NEWS.
60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21. It's ERP built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.